I don't think we need to be evacuated. We need our people to come back. That's the only.
Okay. What about the people who have fled to the bush? Are you in touch with them? What are you hearing from them?
Yes, I'm in touch with them. They are suffering. Children are suffering there from sicknesses. No food, no proper water. People are just in the bush, and people, whenever they hear a bullet, they go ahead. People are even suffering because of telephone calling all the time, the whole day, for these 30 days. I'm in touch with all day.
Like you mentioned just a short while ago that they are planning to evacuate you, are you maybe scared of the situation going on in Lyon County? You said there is constant shooting day and night. Only that for the last few hours you have not had anything like shooting.
Yeah, now for 2 days there's no random shooting. And on the 21st, I decided to leave for Yei. But the commander here, Joseph, the captain who is responsible of the army here, said, no, Bishop, if you leave, then we shall not have any elder here, because the town has no any government now, no police, no game, no even warders.
Even including the commissioner, have also fled the town.
The commissioner actually did not run out from DC, but on the 11th, at that shooting, forces came from Yei and attacked the whole town, assaulting everything. So at the end, maybe he was advised to go to Yei because the situation was too bad. Where could he stay? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you said even your church and your office is damaged. Maybe have we been in a position to assess the damages? What is the cost? Something like that.
Yeah, but what we could do, the government could say is to send the assessment committee here to see the damages and all this for the whole county, for the whole town, not only my office. To me, I don't care very much about these damages because I know if there is a war, they are really destruction. So these destructions, we don't like to put it as important in our life. Mm-hmm. We want people to come back and begin a daily life. Because our food is like maize, groundnuts, and vegetables. Everything is here. We could eat than asking somebody from somewhere to bring for us food. Food is ready for harvest. Yeah.
So, and Bishop, what would you say? Is the town almost destroyed, burned down the houses?
No, just broke the soaps, everything taken out. Even the county even is broken. Some of the hotels, guest houses which were here, all broken. The church is broken. And even some of the things, we were having even containers which you wanted to be taken to Ndruba with this mosquito nets. Mm-hmm. These are broken. Everything is taken. But they didn't burn the town.
So what
but
would
it, there are some burnings just behind there in the villages, mm-hmm. in the village inside there. Yeah.
So what would be your message to the leadership of this country?
Yeah, because my message is that even this big people or the government personnel, none of them has come even to witness and to see the damages. And it looks as though we don't have protection. No protection. Because if we are protected, if people came, the army came here to protect, we have a colonel called John Deng. He was the one who came from Juba and they calmed the situation. The situation was completely bad and running out of hand. So let in this way, it will create a lot of hatred, tribalism, and a lot of things, because some people are seeing as the government is not even caring for them. I myself even see that the government is not caring for people. Yeah. They need really to revisit, especially the security situation in the country, because everybody does whatever he wants and nobody asks him. So I see we are in danger. We are really exposed to anything. Yeah.
Bishop Elioba, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Okay, thank you.